Ask Coach Gegg before the game, what is turf like as the 2-1 pitch is delivered and it's low? Count will move to 3-1. And Coach Gegg basically said that it makes the ball more true. You're not going to get as weird bounces, and it's going to be a lot faster speed-wise. So it'll be interesting to see how the Skyline defense can counteract to that, not having played on it. And it's a 5-pitch walk as Tyler Bloom will head down to first base, the first base runner of the day. And that's going to bring up number two, the pitcher Chris Loida.
I think that'll be the big difference, is trusting in the ball and not having to anticipate that it'll take any weird hops, other than if it's hit straight down, that thing is going to hop high. And you have to have an internal clock in your head to get it over to first base in time to get the out. But you got to also not rush the throw too much and throw it away.
19th walk on the season for Tyler Broom. Chris Loida, the senior right-hander, steps in batting 426 on the year. Swings on the first pitch, and it's down the left field line, and it's fair. Base hit for Loida. Bloom will hold up at second. And that is a single off the first pitch from Chris Loida. Now Valley Catholic's got runners on first and second.
Big threat already, and we mentioned the ERA on the season for Trevor Russell, only 0.79. You got to feel, if you're Valley Catholic here, this is your chance to get to him, perhaps, get a lead in this game, and then Loida working with a lead. The Skyline is going to be in some trouble.
It's been the story of Valley Catholic in the playoffs. Your first two holes, Carter Roth and Tyler Bloom, coming up big in the order. Now you got the second hole, Tyler Bloom on second base, and it's a first pitch foul ball to number one, Jacob Beezer, your cleanup hitter, playing third base in this Valley Catholic lineup, right-hander. An 0-1 count, runners on first and second. No score in the bottom of the first. This ball's in the turf, knocked down by the catcher, Beam, but keeps it right in front of him. Count now 1-1. Dream scenario for you, Sean, if you are Coach Gegg, you got a runner in scoring position with your cleanup hitter. And the 1-1 pitch to Beam is right down the middle for a strike. No, make that a ball. Count 2-1.
A little tough to see from our perspective, balls and strikes, being that we're calling this from up the third base line.
And then I believe the 2-0 pitch. No, it's 3-1. It's hard to see because the umpire, from our perspective, uses his right hand, which is opposite from us all strikes, and I've seen that right hand go up and down. So inconsistent movement from home plate umpire Stephen Worcester. Yeah. And that's another walk, and the bases are now juiced for the Warriors.
I think it's what he's doing there is signaling that it's too high in those cases, which, yeah, from our perspective, is a little difficult.
So Kyle Roth is coming up to bat. And for Jacob Beezer, that's walk number 23 on the year. So the bases are loaded with one out. For the left-hander, Kyle Roth, number 19, and the first pitch to Roth is high. It's a ball. Roth batting 326 on the year. One oh count with the bases loaded and one out. It's in the dirt. Beam scoops it up off his chest plate into his glove. 2-0 count. What a gift it would be if Valley Catholic can have a run walked in.
Trevor Russell has really struggled in this first inning with his location, especially after that first at-bat to Carter Roth.
The 2-0 pitch is in the dirt. It gets away from him, off the first base dugout, and that will be 1-0 lead for Valley Catholic as Tyler Bloom scores on a wild pitch.
Well, there we go, right on cue. I mentioned that his location hasn't been there. One in the turf that skips away from the catcher, Daxton Beam, and you know this turf infield will provide some difficulties for him as well, because that ball in the dirt will play, or ball in the turf play much faster than a ball in the dirt would.
Runners on second and third, 3-0 count. And it looks like Russell went in with a strike, a fastball, right at the kneecaps of Kyle Roth. 1-0 is our score. Runners on second and third in a 3-1 count. Russell delivers a ball in turf. Bases again are loaded after the third walk of the inning. The first inning, nonetheless, for Trevor Russell.
I'm surprised at this point we have not seen Daxton Beam come out for a meeting on the mound with Trevor Russell. His location's been all over the place here as a courtesy runner is going to come in for Kyle Roth, the catcher, over at first base. But this is an opportunity to go out and talk to your pitcher, calm him down, fix something mechanically, perhaps that's not working right. You got to do something as the corners come in.
Nolan Schwint, number 22, up to bat now. And the first pitch from Russell to Schwint is low. Schwint batting 242 the year. has 17 runs driven in. Can he make it more? The right-hander takes pitch number two, high and inside, count 2-0. There's been five batters for Valley Catholic so far. Four of them have reached base. Carter Roth led off this inning with a ground out to third base. Schwent takes the 2-0 pitch for a strike, count now 2-1. And it's kind of a good strategy from Valley Catholic, Sean. Just don't swing.
I mean, just dare him to throw strikes. You got an out to work with anyway. See if he can string a few strikes in a row.
The 2-1 to Schwent. A slow chopper to second base. It's going to be flipped over. The out will be made at second. But nonetheless, Chris Loida will score. And it's 2-0 after a fielder's choice RBI from Nolan Schwent.
Not sure if they would have gotten the double play, but Gunter Gage, did struggle to get that ball out of his glove and over to the shortstop, Brent Gideon, in time for them to cleanly attempt a turn two. Because it took him that extra split second, no play could be made at first base.
Runners are on the corners. You got Beezer at third, Schwent at first for the DH, Zach Grine, who has a lot of power to him. It's 300 to left field, 354 center, 299 right, and a big wall in right field. Green monster-ish, except there's a lot of ads all over the board. And what I like, Sean, old school scoreboard here. They're actually pull the numbers out and replace them. So someone is very hot over there. Scoreboard. Grind lifts this ball deep center field into the gap over the head of Peyton Hodges in left field. Two hops the wall. One run will come in. Two runs come in. It's a stand-up two RBI double for Zach Grind.
Zach Grind got everything into that one, lifting it over the head of the left fielder. Hodges Peyton. What a piece of hitting there from Zach Grind.
Absolutely crushed that ball. Got all of it and more. Two hopped the wall. Peyton Hodges really had no chance at that one as that ball was absolutely drilled. And it's now 4-0 Valley Catholic for Kellen Bloom, number three. He steps in, takes a ball. First pitch. What a first inning so far for Valley Catholic, trying to find a spot into the state championship contest. Grind on second with two outs. And it's a 2-0 count after a low fastball to number nine, Kellen Bloom. If it reaches, then the Warriors will bat around in the first inning. Two balls, no strikes, and two outs. And it's after a fastball goes knee-high to Kellen Bloom. Bloom batting 250 on the year. Take strike number two, count 2-2. For Grind, that is RBI 15 and 16 on the air as he stands on second base. This ball also lifts into the outfield and center field. Backtracking and securing it is Shane Crawford for out number three. But not before eight back score, four run for the Valley Catholic Warriors. It's a 4-0 lead, and we're heading to the top of the second. This is the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It may feel like 95 degrees on the turf, but it was even hotter start for the Valley Catholic Warriors. They lead 4-0 in the Class 2 state semifinals on AM 800 KREI. We are in the top of the second now, and it was 3-up, 3-down in the first inning for Skyline, so it's going to be the cleanup hitter Brent Gideon leading off this inning, number one.
It's a listed 95 right now, but feels like 99 with the 36% humidity on the day.
Gideon, a 6'2 shortstop, right-handed, batting 345 on the year, and will foul off the first pitch he sees from Chris Loida.
Here we go. We talked about Loida working with a lead. This is a big lead for him here, 4-0.
And Loida able to incorporate three pitches from two different arm angles, which makes six pitches, and he has a really good curveball, great off-speed changeup, and he can beat you with the heat with the fastball. No pun intended on the heat part. 1-1 count. Make it a 2-1 count as Loida from the windup throws a high fastball. Getting ready to go. The pitch from Loida is low. Count 3-1. Key here is you don't want to give Skyline extra runners on base. No free base pads, because as Skyline did in their first inning, it can come back to haunt you. A ground ball hit over to shortstop, fielded cleanly by Tyler Bloom with his backhand across to Aaron Doza for out number one.
Nice play by Bloom there at short. Backhand look real easy. That is not an easy play to make, especially when the ball's moving this fast off the turf.
He looked as casual as you can, grabbing a can. Just very simple, smooth, almost yawning, it seemed like, doing it. He's like, I got this, no worries, guys.
He was as cool making that play as it is hot outside today.
There you go. If you can wrap your mind around that one. So this is going to bring up Peyton Hodges, number 24, a 342 batter on the year. 5'10 junior. An 0-1 count. Make it an 0-2 count after a foul ball.
And this is Loida's opportunity here to just pound the strike zone when you're working with a 4-0 lead. Yeah, maybe they get some solid contact on you, hit it for an extra base hit, or even out of the park. You know, you're still working with a lead at that point.
Let your defense do the work. The 0-2 pitch is a little bit high, about chest level fastball, count 1-2.
That, and trust your stuff as well. Trust that you have stuff that can put batters away, as Loida has had all season long.
The 1-2 pitch hits Hodges in the arm, right above the elbow. You could hear the thud all the way up here. He seems fine, though. A nice quick trot down to first base, and that's the first Tiger to get on base, was a hit by pitch. So now it's going to bring up Brendan Carter, number 7. Carter, a senior, 5'10". He's the DH in this lineup, batting 313 on the year, right-hander. And he's ready to go. First base runner on the day. Hodges down at first. Loida looks down, checks him, delivers the first pitch, and it's a ball. A little bit outside. One out, one runner on. Valley Catholic leading 4-0 in the Class 2 state semifinals on KREI. Kevin Hughes and Sean Malone inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step from Carshield Field in O'Fallon, Missouri. Swing and a miss on the 1-0 pitch, count 1-1. This is home of the River City Rascals. A nice stadium, Sean.
A beautiful ballpark here, and I always love it. They got all sorts of stuff going on, like a playground over our left shoulder. A great ballpark for semi-pro baseball. Very close seats to the field, too, giving it an intimate feeling, which the fans certainly love here.
Swing comes empty hand. Count 1-2 for Brendan Carter. Loida now ahead in the count. And this is where he's really dangerous with those different arm angles and those breaking pitches. When he's ahead in the count, he's going to try to get you to chase the zone. But he comes back with a fastball. Swing and miss. Get you some. Breakout number 2.
I'd say Loida's fastball really on today. It seems like it's got a little extra oomph behind it. He definitely knows that this is his last time pitching for the Valley Catholic Warriors.
His final game throwing from the mound for the Warriors, unless Valley Catholic builds up a big lead, Sean. And then Nathan Gegg has a real tough decision for Valley Catholic. Do you pull him, save him for tomorrow?
He would not. He's putting his faith in Bloom for tomorrow. He's not going to yank Loida out of this game to start him tomorrow to put in a cold Tyler Bloom. I don't think that's happening in this game.
Up the bat now is number 9, Tyler Pinion. 455 hitter, takes a first pitch strike with two outs and a runner on first. Trailing 4-0 is Skyline, and it's a foul tip over to the first base dugout where Valley Catholic is hanging out on the rail. The entire team off the bench leaning over. They have a chance to be in the shade, but they say, no way, not the Warriors. We're going to be in the sun with the rest of our team out on this turf field. 0-2 count with two outs, runner on first. Loida checks the runner, delivers a high fastball, count 1-2. Pinion steps out, takes a couple of practice swings, shrugs his shoulders, ready to go, taps the plate twice, points the bat north, and Loida ready to deliver. It's going to be a line drive in the center field. It will get down. And finally, it's going to be picked up by Nolan Schwint. Hit beautifully into the gap. And the runner on first, Hodges, is going to get over to third after a single. The first hit of the game for Skyline and Tyler Pinion.
Well, with two outs, off on contact was Hodges. So he was at second base in a hurry, able to round it and head all the way to third. But that is a nice swing from Pinion there. It was an off-speed pitch that he was initially out in front of, but was able to slow down his hands and just poke it into left center field.
So it's the number 8 hole, Daxton Beam, stepping up to the plate. He wears number 2. He's a sophomore, 5'8 catcher, batting .315 on the year. Runner first and third for Valley Catholic, and it's going to be a first pitch strike to Daxton Beam. First sign of trouble for Valley Catholic, having a runner on third and a runner on first on the corners with two outs. And this is going to be a slow ball hit to second. Initially bobbled, picked up to Aaron Doza. So the two runners are stranded off of one hit and a hit by pitch. And Valley Catholic maintains a 4-0 lead, and they're coming up to bat next as we head to the bottom of the second, the Class 2 state semifinals on KI.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Capias Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capias Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capias Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
Bias Heating and Cooling scoreboard reads 4-0 in favor of Valley Catholic in the Class 2 state semifinals on KREI. Bias Heating and Cooling, your local Bryant dealer. Bias does whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. I'm Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone in the Mary College broadcast booth. Mental Area College, your next step. Kenny DeLira back. KREI Studios, nice and cool, about 73 degrees in there. Sean, I could really use some Capias Heating and Cooling inside this outdoor tent.
We got to talk to them, maybe get a portable AC unit, as our summer is not done. We'll be covering American Legion baseball throughout the summer, and at least we got a tent here that's got some shade for us, but I don't know if maybe there's something they can rig for us. Otherwise, we may need to drag our pop-up tent everywhere we go or figure out a simpler solution.
If the fine folks over there at Capias Heating and Cooling have a mister, we could really use it. That would be awesome about now.
That would definitely be clutch. If they have any portable AC units, perhaps, that are a little bit on the quieter sides or our mics don't pick it up, that would be perfect.
95 degrees in the shade, Sean said earlier.
Feels like 99.
Feels like 99, which means it feels like triple digits on the turf field here at Carshield Field in O'Fallon, Missouri, home of the River City Rascals. Valley Catholic a 4-0 lead, and it's going to be the bottom batter in this lineup, Aaron Doza. Then back to the top, 8 batters. Went to the in the first inning, scoring 4 runs, and here's the first pitch to Aaron Doza from Trevor Russell. It's a check swing on a low fastball, count 1-0. Doza batting .283 in the 9 hole, a junior, 6'2", playing first base today. And he's going to hit the 1-0 pitch, foul, make the count 1-1. It was down the first base line, out of play. A lot of Valley Catholic Warrior fans made the trip from St. Genevieve, but so did a lot of the Skyline fans, a lot of red and black and a lot of white and black in the crowd. A big crowd for a Class 2 game. Sean, Urbana, Missouri is where Skyline is from. 85.4 miles, or about an hour north of Springfield or so.
Not too far south of the Lake of the Ozarks either.
Actually checked that. I was off by 100 miles. It's 190 miles, about 3 hours. Hickory County is where Skyline is located, and after 2 straight balls, the count's now 3-1 for Aaron Doza. Already 3 walks today. Trevor Russell, make it 4. Doze is heading down to first base.
And again, Russell really struggling in this game with his location. Because of that, that pitch count is climbing. He's pitched one inning plus. He hasn't even recorded his out yet, and he's already 36 pitches on the game so far.
18th walk on the season for Doze, and we're back to the top of the lineup for Valley Catholic and Carter Roth, who's 0-for-1, had a ground out to third base in the first inning. Now he's got a runner on first and no outs and a 4-0 lead. Roth is going to swing on the first pitch. Slow dribbler down to third, charging in and playing off the second hop is Carter over to Lyle to core the out as Doze will head down to second.
That's a good quick out for Trevor Russell, who's struggled to get those throughout this game. It seems like all the outs were worked deep into the count. He had a 31-pitch bottom of the first inning. Not an ideal way to start a game.
Tyler Bloom up to bat. He had a walk, scored a run on a wild pitch in the first inning. Now as a runner in scoring position on second, it's Aaron Doze. Roth 0-for-2 on the day, back-to-back ground outs to third. But that was effectively a bunt. It played out and where the placement of the ball was. Check swing 1-0. Brings the count to 2-0. And Bloom, there's number 4. Blue jersey, white number, ready to go with a runner on second. It's going to be a strike on the 2-0 pitch, a fastball right above the kneecaps on the outside corner. Count 2-1. Russell really struggled today. Looking to get ahead. It's a slow chopper, almost exact same spot down to third base. Picked up and taking off and throwing the ball away after a head first slide is Doze, and he's going to score on an error from the first baseman, Mason Lyle.
Tyler Bloom coming around to score. He was sitting there waiting to see if Carter was going to make the play to first without checking him back. Carter did not look that way, so as soon as the throwing motion began from him, Tyler Bloom bolted for third. I think he would have been safe. It would have been close, but the throw was high on the player. Excuse me, that is Doze.
So now that's going to bring up Chris Aloyda, the pitcher. Takes a first pitch fastball for a strike, and Skyline not doing themselves any favor so far. With an error on the throw, inconsistent pitching from Russell as a foul ball down the third baseline is fielded by Valley Catholic head coach Nathan Gegg inside the coach's box, cleanly, I might add, as well.
Yeah, nice play there by Coach Gegg.
Gegg, a former baseball player, former Valley Catholic Warrior. 0-2 is your count with two outs, no one on, and a 5-0 lead for Valley Catholic. Chris Lloyd of the three-hole at the plate takes a low fastball in the dirt, count now 1-2.
And looked like Trevor Russell kind of slipped on the mound there, which is something else he may be adapting to for the first time, is throwing on a turf mound.
1-2 is your count with two outs and a 5-0 lead. And it is a strike out looking. Lloyd did not like it, looked back at his coach, but nonetheless, that was the call by Steven Worster behind home plate, and that will end the second inning. But not before a walk that turned into a wild pitch, or excuse me, an error on a throw will score Aaron Doze. It's 5-0 Valley Catholic, and we're heading to the top of the third. This is the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
One more run is scored by Valley Catholic, and they have a 5-0 lead in the Class 2 State Semifinals from Carshill Field, Fallon, Missouri. Hughes alongside Sean Malone in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Scores tonight are brought to you by Capias Heating and Cooling, Your local Bryant dealer, you can count on Capias Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready for this spring and hot summer months. You can call 756-1224. I think spring is officially over now, the way it feels.
Did we even have a spring? Like, can something be over that hasn't started? Like, we went straight from the winter in the beginning of April to by the end of April, it was definitely summertime.
All I know is I'm bald and I'm sweating, and we are.
And I got a full head of hair, and I'm sweating too.
Yeah, it's a rough life out here, but we wouldn't change it for the world to bring in the Class 2 state semifinals as Chris Loida is pitching on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors, throwing to the number 9 hole Shane Crawford with a 2-0 count and a big hack, coming up empty-handed, I should say, 2-1 count now.
Yeah, a hot day at the ballpark is better than a cool day at the office.
Just going to drink a lot of water, which is good for us either way. Miss count 2-2. This is where Loida has been really effective, Sean, that even if he gets down 2-0 in the count, he comes back and gets him to swing twice, a 2-0 count. And there's going to be a dribbler down to second base, cleanly fielded by Kellen Bloom. A little lob throw on the run over to Aaron Doza for out number one.
That's because Loida has confidence in all of his pitches, no matter which angle he throws it from, to be able to throw strikes, so he's not limited when he gets behind in a count, and he feels confident that he can get you out with a fastball upstairs, with a breaking ball that drops out of the zone, get you out in front of his changeup.
So it's the top of the order, and Gage Gunter swings on the first pitch, count 0-1. Loida, two strikeouts on the day so far, one of them from the leadoff hitter, Gage Gunter, in the first inning.
You know, a lot of pitchers at this level, even the great ones at this level, really only have one go-to out pitch, maybe two. Loida, with both arm angles, really a six.
A check swing goes right up the middle into center field for a base hit for the leadoff hitter, Gage Gunter, in this lineup. And it's now time for the number two hole, Trevor Russell, the pitcher, to come up to bat, who's 0-for-1 on the day at a ground out to shortstop.
Russell with a chance to make up for that rough first inning on the mound and try and get back in this one at the plate. At least cut into the Valley Catholic lead if he can reach safely and come around to score.
First pitch is going to be fouled over the backstop, out of play. And one count with a runner on first and one out. That single by Gunter just on the day from the Skyline Tigers. They've had three base runners. Peyton Hodges was hit by a pitch in the second inning. 0-1 count as Loida steps onto the rubber. With a runner on first and one out and an 0-1 count. Checks the runner, delivers the pitch. The runner off. The hit and run was on, but it's a foul ball into the backstop. Count now 0-2.
It's always disappointing when the hit and run is on and you just slice it off foul because it kind of shows your hand a little bit that you wanted to play the hit and run there.
Russell steps into the writer's batter's box, ready to go. An 0-2 count with one out and a runner on first. Loida delivers the pitch, and this ball hit hard into right center field, but backtracking near the wall on the run and collecting it is Owen Vioxx out in right. Man, John, he had to track a lot of yardage to track that ball down.
He had a long ways to go, but the wind blowing inward from center field, almost straight at home plate, allowed that ball to hang up a little bit, so Owen able to get over there and make the play in right center field. But if that wind is not there, or if it's blowing out, this one could pop for at least an extra base hit, maybe even a home run if it's hooked to the right a little bit more near the Stan Musial porch.
Loida checks the runner over at first. It's Gunner who slides back in, unable to tag up on that deep fly ball. And now Gunner takes off, and this ball is hit down the first base line into right field. It's a brick wall over there, so they have to be careful, but not being able to get there in time is Aaron Dope. And the ball by Trevor Russell almost to the warning track. That's how far he hit that ball. It was a great job by Vioxx to track it down. An 0-1 count here with two outs and a runner on first now for Chris Loida.
Not just a brick wall, but a low brick wall too, especially for an Owen Vioxx who's about 6'3", or excuse me, Aaron Doza who's about 6'3". And that thing is going to come up just knee high on him.
I think Owen's you saying that. An 0-1 count with two outs and a runner on first. Another about on the right field line into the bleachers out of play. Bounces off a chair all the way over into right field.
No netting over there either, so you hit into that brick wall, you're going to tumble right over it.
And the fans are going to have to be careful as well.
I think all ballparks should extend their netting past just the dugout. They don't have it extended here, but you're just playing devil's advocate, in my opinion. You're really risking, someone getting hurt.
Just watching HBO Real Sports about that. 0-2 count with two outs. The runner takes off and fouled off again.
I mean, I've seen it happen myself back when I was calling it baseball in the Cape Cod Baseball League. I mean, even without technology where people are looking down at their phones, like with how hard these balls get hit, and especially this is a semi-pro team that's playing in this ballpark regularly, that ball's going to come at you really fast.
0-2 count, two outs. Loida throws it over to first to keep Gunter Bay. Head first slide into first. Not a big lead from Gunner down the first, but he's taken off the last with an 0-2 count and two outs. Loida, leg kick, fires, fouled off again. Great job by Mason Lau at the plate to stay alive.
That's what you want to do. Just keep fighting it off. If it's anywhere close, don't put the decision of whether or not you're out in the hands of the umpire. Chop it off, foul, set, try again, hope that it's something in the zone that you could put well into play.
5-0 is our score in favor of the Warriors. Runner takes off. Another foul ball.
It's tough at first base being Gage Gunter right now. A lot of running down to second base on this day. We mentioned it a few times. Feels like 99 degrees outside. Going to be even hotter on that artificial turf. Fortunately for him, he's wearing a uniform except for some black sleeves.
And Loida, a lazy throw over to first just to make Gunter dive there. I think at this point, Sean, they're just trying to wear him out on purpose.
Nadi's going to be playing second next half inning. Once his third out is achieved.
Lau hits this ball down the right field line. And tracking over and securing it is Vioxx for out number three. One runner is ended, and Skyline is yet to score. It's 5-0 in favor of Valley Catholic. And we are heading to the bottom of the third. This is Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of discounted prices now through Thursday, May 31st at Patsy's Furniture during our Memorial Day sale. From home decor to living room, bedding, and dining room sets, you've got to check out our inventory and low prices.
Plus, we have 24 months, no interest financing now through May 31st.
Love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Valley Catholic leading Skyline 5-0 in the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI. Kevin Cuse alongside Sean Malone inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth behind third base. Mineral Area College is your next step. And Sean, I want to talk to you about our pitchers brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. First, Trevor Russell has really struggled from the mound today for Skyline.
Only 42% of his pitches have been thrown for strikes so far. You compare that to Chris Loida with 71%. And here's another big difference. Loida has thrown 49 pitches on the game so far through three innings of work. Russell about to start his third inning of work. He's already up to 45. So if he throws four pitches in this inning, he's already up to the same amount as Chris Loida does. And assuming he doesn't get any outs on those first four pitches, you know, he's still going to be a full inning behind him in terms of work done.
And an important strategy note, something we talked about, which people may be thinking about back home listening to this, or I should say back in our listening area, is that Loida has already crossed the threshold. They can't really pull him out. There's no point at this point. He has to have a day's rest, so he's going to go the distance.
That's it. And I think in a day like today with the heat, Valley Catholic, even if they put up a huge lead in the first inning, I think Coach Gegg is just going to ride Chris Loida, keep his arms fresh for tomorrow, as opposed to Loida throws a little bit, then has to play on this hot day, then play tomorrow. Just keep things as they are. Don't overthink. Don't overcomplicate things.
Jacob Beezer is going to lead off this inning. He's going to go 4-5-6, followed by Roth and Schwint. It was a first pitch ball, and then a swing by Beezer, count 1-1. And the 1-1 pitch is going to hit Beezer, and he's going to head down to first base.
And again, the location still not there for Trevor Russell on the mound. Yeah, I mentioned earlier the really poor strike-to-ball ratio. 42% of his pitches have been hitting the strike zone. That is the opposite of ideal. He's really got to get that up there if he wants to keep his team in this game. You know, numbers like that, you're lucky that it's only 5-0.
Beazer's now reached base twice. He's been walked and hit by a pitch. This is going to bring up the left-handed Kyle Roth, number 19, stepping into the batter's box, takes a first pitch ball with a runner on first and no outs. As there's a breeze starting to pick up out of nowhere here, a much-needed breeze, cooling off quite a bit, or at least it feels like it. 1-0 count. Make it a 1-1 count after Kyle Roth takes a fastball right down the middle for a strike. Roth walked in the inning, just a second plate appearance. We're in the bottom of the third, and it's 5-0 in favor of Valley Catholic, trying to reach the state championship game. The Warriors came up short last year to the St. Vincent Indians, who finished fourth in the state. But in 2016, Valley Catholic were the state champions. The 2-1 pitch is outside, count now 3.
We've seen a lot of patience from Valley Catholic at the plate. They're taking a ton of pitches, but if they see something out over the plate, they swing on it. They put some really good swings on the ball.
And make that a walk for Kyle Roth, his second of the game. So now runners on first and second to lead off this bottom of the third inning.
It looks like we're getting another runner ready to jump in for Roth.
Time seeing numbers from where we're located. So it's going to be number 18, Brian Dunlap.
That's Chase Dunlap, that number 18 for the Valley Catholic Warriors. Or excuse me, it is Brian Dunlap.
It looks like there may be another courtesy runner as Jaden Gegg, the freshman, will head down to second base.
Now they called him a pinch runner there over at second base, so if that's true, Beeser is out of the game. That is interesting. We'll have to ask about that. If that is the case, it is a pinch runner, not a courtesy runner. Corners coming in on the infield against Nolan Schwent. Good look to bunt here.
Schwent scored a run in the first inning. He reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch strike, count 0-1 with runners on first and second and no outs. Russell checks the runners, delivers a high fastball, count 1-1.
And really creeping in at base is Mason Lyle. So he's really anticipating a bunt here from Nolan Schwent, who hasn't shown it so far in the first two pitches.
Schwent swings away. Slow dribbler over to shortstop. They'll get the runner at second as Gegg will move up to third. And Schwent will reach on first on another fielder's choice.
Just too slow developing of a play for Gideon to get that to second, and then for Gunter to get it over from second to first.
This is going to bring up the big hit in the first inning, an early candidate for our drive of the game. Zach Grine at the 2 RBI double in the first inning with just an absolute blast into left center field. He's got a runner on first and third with one out, and will take a low fastball in the first pitch, count 1-0. Grine has a lot of power behind him. If he squares up on a ball, you can be rest assured it is going to fly. Runners on the corners with one out, 1-0 count. They fake the throw to third. They're going to catch the runner at first, and Gegg almost looks like he was going to take off for home. They're going to try to get the runner at second. They will. Gegg's going to try to go home. Is he out? He is. It's a double play. Both runners are out. And a couple of base running miscues, and Skyline works themselves out of a jam beautifully. They throw the runner out at second, turn around, throw him out at home as well, and that will end the inning. So two runners are stranded, and we're going to head to the top of the fourth. Beautiful defense by Skyline. It's 5-0 Valley Catholic on the Class 2 state semifinals on KREI.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Terry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
A rare double play where two base runners are thrown out ends the inning for Valley Catholic. And now Skyline is coming up to bat. They trail 5-0 on the Goodbye Heating and Cooling scoreboard. Your local Brian dealer, Goodbye, says whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. So, Sean, a rare miscue on the base pads for Valley Catholic, but still a comfortable 5-0 lead. And Chris Lloyd has been really willing and dealing. 2 strikeouts so far on the day.
That's it. He's looked really good, and that is a good break for Trevor Russell on the mound, who, again, has struggled to get outs throughout this game and really gets a break. He made the right decision, too. There was the runner at first was kind of jumping between first and second, trying to draw him as far away from possible, allowing Jaden Gegg to lead over at third base, and because of that, he wasn't able to get a huge lead because Russell kept looking him back. That's why they were able to double him up.
It's going to be the cleanup hitter, Brant Gideon, leading off this inning. It'll be followed by Peyton Hodges and Brendan Carter. And it's a quick 2-0 count. Two straight balls from Loida to Hodges make it three.
And back at third base is Jacob B. So it was not a pinch runner. It was a courtesy runner over at third base. For Beeser when he was at second base, so he's able to return to third.
And that's a four-pitch walk, a rare four-pitch walk from Chris Loida to Brant Gideon as he heads on down to first base, and it's going to bring up Peyton Hodges by pitch in the second. And by my count, that was the first walk of the day for Loida. So runner on first, no outs for Peyton Hodges, number 24. Foul tips, the first one into the net behind home plate. Count 0-1. Hodges officially 0-0 on the day. Did reach third base, though, after getting hit by a pitch. Was unable to score.
It was a fastball coming inside on from Chris Loida that just got out of his hand a little early. When that happens, righty-righty matchup, that's going to go right towards the right-handed batter's box.
Loida steps off the rubber, throws over to first to keep Gideon closer to the bag, and then we'll deliver the 0-1 pitch. It's outside, count 1-1. And you know the heat is affecting all these players. Loida picks up his jersey off his chest, wipes his eyes out with a 1-1 count, no outs and a runner on first. Checks the runner, delivers the 1-1, check swing right back to Loida. He's going to throw it over to second. Bloom is covering, over to first in time. A 1-6-3 double play.
And a great job by Loida there. That one got smoked to him so hard. He actually had to hesitate to throw it over to second base. And Bloom, who was covering, that's Tyler Bloom, the shortstop, going over to cover. But he just played it cool, calm, and collected. Took his time, knew he had it. Got it over to second in plenty of time. And then Tyler Bloom over to first to double him up.
It was almost like they had to stop for a second and go, oh, yeah, this is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so that's going to bring up Brendan Carter, who's 0-1 on the day, at a strikeout in the second. There's now two outs after the double play for number 7, Carter. He takes the 0-1 pitch high, count 1-1. I want to thank Midwest Sports Center, Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Hafner Financial Services, and Capias Heating and Cooling, all of Farmington, for sponsoring the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI. A foul ball that trickles into the first base dugout. The dugouts are really close to home plate, at least what I'm used to seeing in the high school fields. Count now 1-2 at 2 outs. And Brett Bybee, head coach of Skyline, walked down to the plate to talk to his hitter, now heading on back to the coach's box. 1-2 is your count, 2 outs, and Loida working out of the windup. as he gets the go-ahead. Leg kicks, fires, and it's going to be a foul ball down the third base line. Count stays at 1-2. Moda working a little slower today.
He really likes to work at a quick pace, but with this heat, you can understand why he would slow things down a little bit more than normal. No reason to work too quickly and heat yourself up more than the weather is going to do all on its own.
1-2 is low count, 2-2, and very understandable with the heat. And you got a 5-0 lead. I'm sure Valley Catholic is saying, what's the hurry?
See, that's a lot of times when Loida does like to work fast, when he's working the lead, because it doesn't give the opposing team a chance to really think about, okay, what's he going to throw next? He likes to pick up the pace because he can handle it and most other players can't.
Sidearm fastball is high, a full count. And he goes overhand with the fastball that was close in the zone, but the umpire says it's a little low, and that's going to be the second walk of the day and evening as Brendan Carter heads down to first base, and it's going to be Tyler Pinion up to bat. And I keep saying evening, but I just mean afternoon.
That's it. It's almost 5 o'clock here.
Oh.
But you're right, so.
Well, that counts then.
Yes, yeah, the afternoon, but almost the evening from a technical standpoint on the clock, but with the way the sun is, not at all.
A two-hopper down to second base is picked up by Kellen Bloom over to Doza and will end the inning. Valley Catholic maintains its lead. It's 5-0, and we're heading to the bottom of the fourth. This is the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at gilstermarylee.com.
There is no doubt that there is one feature that stands out from the rest on our Spartan mowers, and that is the ride of the Spartan.
That's right, Clarissa. The RT series is packed full of basic features, with just one being the GT track for best incline traction, precision weight distribution, balance, and control, so you can tackle almost any terrain with confidence. The ride also offers a patented brake system with patent-pending ergonomic foot control, which includes lock and unlock from your foot. Our soft ride rear radial tires offer a very specific tread pattern made just for Spartan mowers. Anyone can jump on the mower and begin cutting the grass, but unless it's a Spartan, you're not getting the smoothest, most comfortable ride on the market.
Ride so smooth you feel like you're mowing in your easy chair. Save up to $800 on a Spartan at Fliggs Equipment on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve or in Ludington.
Online 24/7, Fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
5-0 is your score in favor of Valley Catholic, who's up to bat in the bottom of the fourth, and it's Zach Grind, the DH, leading off this inning. He was at the plate in the bottom of the third, but Skyline beautifully executed two throwouts on the base pad for a double play. And Grind takes a pitch strike, and Russell comes back with a fastball that's high, count 1-1.
A 1-6-2 double play.
The rather rare call. Grind swinging a miss on a low fastball, count 1-2. Grind had that big 2 RBI double in the first that made the score 3-0. 5-0 is what's on the Kavais Heating and Cooling scoreboard right now, and it's going to be a strikeout. Grind, who comes up empty hand with their low fastball. Second strikeout of the.
Which is rare for him, not just the walks, but the low strikeouts as well. This guy struck out 104 batters over 62 and two-thirds innings pitched entering this game. It's really just an anomaly, this outlier of a game for him, but it shows you how good this Valley Catholic Warrior lineup is, both at the top and at the bottom.
Kellen Bloom, number three. Step to the plate. Takes a first pitch ball, and here's the 1-0. Slap down towards shortstop. Picked up and thrown across. It's close in time. Almost looked like he dropped the ball. The first baseman, Mason Lyle, did. But nonetheless, a low throw from Brent Gideon is in time to get Kellen Bloom to up, two down for the Warriors. And now to the nine hole, Aaron Doza, who walked in the second inning, scored a run off an error. It was a throw from first that over the head of the third baseman, Brendan Carter, that allowed Doza to score. First pitch is a high fastball. Count 1-0 for Doza. Also playing first base today. No, is in for a strike. I want to thank Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS Store, and Comtree, all of Festus, for sponsoring the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI. 1-1 is your count with two outs. And a ball into the turf moves it to a 2-1 count for the number 9 hole, Aaron Doza. The 2-1 pitch. Russell, leg kicks, 5-3-1.
And again, a lot of patience being shown by the Valley Catholic at the plate. Russell, something we've seen all game from them.
And Russell comes back with a strike towards the knees, a fastball, and it's now full count, 3-2 with two outs. Here's Russell. This ball lifted into center field. And initially stepping forward, maybe a little bit too far, and it's dropped by Shane Crawford. Lost it in the sun for just a moment, right off of his glove, off the palm. And that's going to be an E8 officially, as Doza will reach first base for the second time today.
You could tell off contact that out in center field, Shane Crawford was uncomfortable with that one. Really couldn't track it down. He was going forward, wanted to back up, and he kind of his arms out. That's a telltale sign that he's not quite sure where the ball is going to go.
Nonetheless, he was right under it, but still dropped it. So that's going to bring up the top of the order in Carter Roth now. He's grounded out to third base twice today, 0-2.
That first pitch to Roth missing for a ball. That's number 70 on the afternoon for Trevor Russell.
And 71 just came across. 2-0 is your count with two outs and a runner on first, to 5-0 lead for the Warriors. Not a big lead over at first. Make it three straight balls to Carter Roth.
And I would imagine that Skyline is going to be keeping Mason Lyle there, number two starter. They're going to keep him out of this game as best they can, go somewhere else so they can preserve him for tomorrow's third place or if they come back championship game. But they're going to need Trevor Russell to really collect himself here and get another out and then maybe a quick fifth inning if they want to preserve their bullpen in case they do need it tomorrow.
Four-pitch walk for number six on the day for Trevor Russell. We'll bring up Tyler Bloom, number four. Swings on the first pitch, and a diving at second base is Gage Gunter, and flips it over to the shortstop covering second, Brant Gideon, in time. A beautiful play, full extension dive from Gunter, and that will end the inning as they get the runner at second. So two runners are stranded. Hits in this fourth frame, and it's time to head to number five. Valley Catholic leads 5-0 in the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler. No Bull.
The Warriors are keeping on, keeping on in the fifth inning. 5-0 in favor of Valley Catholic over the Skyline Tigers out of Urbana, Missouri. Took them a little over 3 hours to get here, 190 miles. They're located in Hickory County, about north of Springfield. It's going to be 8-9-1 with the Tigers lineup. Daxton Bream, Shane Crawford, and Gage Gunter. And the first pitch, Daxton Bream, is fouled off.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at MIMOinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Apologize about the technical difficulties. It's getting hot, and we're connected through a phone, and it's getting a little warm as well. Daxton Bream, the leadoff hitter, hit it right back to Lloyd, who picked it up and threw it over to Doza for the first out of the inning, and now the first pitch delivered to Shane Crawford. Number 20 is a strike from Lloyd. 0-1 count, one down. In the top of the fifth, a 5-0 lead for Valley Catholic, making it an 0-2 count as Lloyd comes back with an overhand strike. Lloyd can go overhand, sidearm. He's played baseball with a torn labrum. I've torn my labrum completely off, anterior, posterior, and I'm telling you, I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. And he's actually going to hit the foot of Shane Crawford, and he's going to head on down to first base, the second hit batter of the day for Lloyd. So it's going to go to the top of the order for the Tigers, and Gage Gunter, who committed an error landing in center field. He's 1-for-2 on the day, struck out in the first inning at a single in the third. Check out, that was Crawford that dropped the ball in center field, not Gunter. Apologize to Gage's family. Nonetheless, the right-hander's ready to go. Lloyd delivers the pitch, high fastball. Count 1-0 with a runner on first and one out. Valley Catholic leads 5-0 in the Class 2 state semifinals. The 1-0 pitch. Lloyd, leg kicks, delivers, fouled off, out of play behind home plate. I want to thank Serenity Hospice, Turner Chevrolet, Mineral Area College, and Patsy's Furniture, all of Park for sponsoring the Class 2 state semifinals on KRAI. The winner will move on to the state championship game that will be played tomorrow afternoon. The runner takes, and it's a foul tip. He probably would have been safe if he didn't get the end of the barrel on the ball. The runner would have been. Great jump by Crawford down at first. But nonetheless, left a head back as he came in two with the one out.
Yeah, the hit and run was on once again. That's designed to do. They've done it a couple times, is get the middle infielders to pinch in towards second base, the bag, opening up in between first base and third base and second base, giving a better opportunity for the hitter at the plate to get something to squeak the infield and into the outfield for a base hit. What you risk, though, is getting doubled up if it's swung on a miss for a strike and a throw down to second, guns down the corner.
Two was fouled out of play. Count remains the same with the runner on first and one out. Lloyd delivers. Runner takes off. It's hit down towards first base. Doza picks it up. Will step on the bag. The runner will get the second out of the inning is recorded by Aaron Doza.
Could have tried to double him up there, but I think Doza made the right play. Get the guaranteed out. Don't risk a infield hit just because you try to double up the runner at second base back to first.
When you got a 5-0 lead, you can be a little more conservative in the field. Now Trevor Roll, 0-for on the day, number 17, steps to the plate with the runner on second and two outs and takes a first pitch strike from Lloyd.
Exactly. I mean, got a 5-run lead that you're working with right now. Lloyd has looked good in this game. Put some faith in him. Just get the guaranteed out.
Out on the board, Lloyd can just focus on the batter, and that's what he does. He does take a gander over there, and it's a one-hopper over to shortstop, a low throw, and it gets away from Doza as it bounces off the turf, and a runner will score. There'll be a play over second base, and he'll be thrown out. The run will count. It is now 5-1 as the runner's gunned down at second. He crossed the plate before the was made over at second. So 5-1 is our score, and the inning will end. We are going to head to the bottom of the fifth. 5-1, Valley Catholic leads over the Skyline Tigers.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Warm now. Warm. An error by the shortstop Tyler Bloom allows one run to come across in the top of fifth. We're now in the bottom of the fifth. It's 5-1 on the Capaz Heating and Cooling scoreboard in favor of the Valley Catholic Warriors. It's going to be Beezer Roth. That is 3-5 in the Warriors lineup here in the bottom of the fifth. I want to thank Potosi R3 School District and Potosi Lumber, Bloomsdale Bank of Bloomsdale, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Herculania, Gilster, Lee of Perryville, Home Bowls, and the YMCA of Jefferson County for being supporters of the Class 2 State Semifinal. A-R-E-I. Kevin Hughes and Sean Malone inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, perched above the third base pad and dugout in Carshield Field in O'Fallon, Missouri, home of the City Rascals. 5-1 our score. Seems like it's cooling off a little bit, Sean, and Chris Lloyd at the pitchers need a bat.
Yeah, he hasn't been cooling off on the mound. And Lloyd, his day at the plate, he struck in his last at-bat, but had that rocket single down the line in left field back in his first at-bat.
Russell still on the mound, delivers the first pitch to Lloyd out of the windup, a low fastball, count 1-0. Lloyd is 1-for-2 on the day, had a single and scored a run at first, and then striking at his last plate appearance in the second.
You mentioned that it's cooled down a little bit. It's now down to 94 degrees on the day. Feels like only 98.
We're still moving in the right direction nonetheless. A foul tip makes the count 1-1. Leg kicks, fires. Change up out of the zone, count 2-1.
In that pitch from him in this game, he mostly features a curveball, a slider, and a fastball.
For the fastball, and again, foul at the end of the bat. And after both foul balls, he kind of on the ground, knowing he could add more of that.
That's a pitch he's going to want back. A fastball elevated in the zone, just about chest high.
And every bat, every plate appearance, every pitch thrown by Lloyd elevated because he is a squat and wants to leave with the state championship. This fastball is over his head. He had to duck his head to get out of the way. Count now 3-2.
That one elevated in a different sense.
3-2 is your count. Bottom of the fifth, Lloyd, the leadoff batter in this half inning. Russell delivers. Lloyd, line drive into center field. A wide turn. He's going to go for two, and he's going to have it after a slide in. A great hustle by Lloyd on what most likely should be a single for about everyone else, but Lloyd says, no, sir, I'm going to take two. Thank you very much.
And I pushed that one all the way for a double. I think he maybe caught the outfielder asleep a little bit, just kind of lazily throwing it into the man as opposed to getting it in quickly. Lloyd had taken advantage of that, now has himself at scoring position with nobody out.
Scoring position for the cleanup hitter, Jacob Beezer. He's reached base twice. He's been hit by a pitch and had a walk in the first. Swings on the first pitch. It's a foul ball out of play. So Lloyd stretches out a double. Beautiful base running by him. Great hustle, leaving it all on the field. And it's a quick 0-2 count for Beezer as he takes a fastball on the inside corner for a strike. No outs and a runner on second, a 5-1 lead for Valley Catholic. Cleanup hitter Jacob Beezer up to bat. And that ball's in the dirt. Loida will take off and he'll trot slowly into third, standing up.
There we go. Because of that aggressive base running, Loida now stands at third base and a sacrifice fly can extend this lead.
Tyler Bloom scored in the first off a wild pitch from Russell. Another one moves Loida over to third. Beezer goes into the dirt to tries to swing for it. They're going to pick it up and complete the strikeout over at first. And Loida will stay at third, but looks like there might be something wrong with the umpire behind home plate, Sean. They might see what happened.
Bending over right now where they're going to talk to him. Again, we've been talking about it all day. It is a hot day here at Carshield Field in O'Fallon. 98 degrees is what it feels like now. It's been 99 for most of the day, and they're going to come out and check on him. So what I'm alluding to here is maybe some heat exhaustion. It could even be cramping on a day like today as well. That's tough. You got to give credit to especially the home plate umpires. You know, the infield umpires, they get to jog around a little bit if base runners get on, move from one side to the other. But the home plate umpire has to basically stay in one spot the entire time and squat down behind home plate. He's got the extra padding, the extra gear on. It's not an easy job on a day like today.
It's Stephen Worster behind home plate, Keith Wright at first, and Clark Parrott at third, and they're still attending to Mr. Worster behind home plate. We'll step aside while they're attending to him, and we'll be back. This is the Class 2 State semifinals. We are in the bottom of the fifth, a 5-1 lead for Valley Catholic.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
A momentary pause in play as Steve Worster, the home plate umpire, needed a little attention taken to him, but he's ready to go. Got some water in him. We're not quite sure if he got hit or if the heat's getting to him, but nonetheless, we're back in action. Up to bat for Valley Catholic is Kyle Roth. Has two walks on the day. This is his third plate appearance, and he's got Chris Loida down on third base with one out and a 5-1 lead. The 1-0. Is outside, count 2-0. Coach Gegg talking to his base runner and his pitcher down on third base. As Kyle Roth watches the 2-0 pitch, he called for a strike on the outside corner. Count now 2-1 with one out and a runner on third for Valley Catholic. High fastball where Daxton Beam had to jump out of his squat to get that ball. Probably the hardest thrown ball by Russell today, just way out of the zone.
I was going to say, he reached back a little further to put a little extra hot sauce on that one, but again, still upstairs.
3-1 count. This ball hit towards shortstop. The runner will score as the play is made over at first base. It's now 6-1 after an RBI ground out by Kyle Roth.
So Valley continues to build on their lead, and again, it all comes back to that aggressive base running from Loida. He pushed for a double on what would have been a single for most normal players. But no, he goes all in here in the semifinals. Knowing it's his second to last game, no matter what happens here for the Valley Catholic Warriors, which is one of the beauties of making it to the semifinals when you do have that third place game to play the following day, even if you lose, is that you know it's not your last game and you know when your last game will be. A lot of players in the high school level, you never know until the game goes final. And that's it. You're standing there with a number up on the scoreboard that does not favor you.
1-0 count to Nolan Schwint. He hits a ball deep into the left center gap, and it's going to get to the warning track and to the wall. Schwint's going to go for three. Round second, digging into the turf, and he's going to slide into third. It is a triple for Nolan Schwint.
Well, Schwint hit that one to the ab.
Jefferson County YMCA's Veterans Program. Register a table of 10 or sign up individually, and we'll place you with a table of friends for the night. For more information or to sign up, call 636-931-9622. We hope to see you there.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic .edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College and you.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
The Valley Catholic Warriors looking for their second state title in 3 years tomorrow on AM 800 KREI 115 pregame show, 1:30 first pitch. And Sean, Valley Catholic, they're back at it. They got another shot at gold.
It's going to be Bloom tomorrow on the mound for the Valley Catholic Warriors, and that's one big X factor that Loida gave for them today by pitching the entire game, the complete game, one-run victory for them. They got every arm available to them minus Loida. If they had to go to someone else maybe in the sixth inning, they had to pitch two innings, they may not be available for tomorrow because with the quick turnaround, you throw 35 pitches, you're done for the next day.
Should be interesting. The second semifinal is about to get underway. Mansfield and Russellville. We'll find out the winner of that game later on tonight. Mansfield, last year's state champion. So we could have last year's state champions versus the year before's state champions, which would be an exciting matchup. Well, for Sean Malone, right next to me and Kennedy Lira back in our KRI studios, I'm Kevin Hughes inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth saying join us tomorrow as the Valley Catholic Warriors are playing for the state championship on AM 800 KRI.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Under Center with Mark Malone. This is NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day. And now, in for Mark Malone, it's Dave Smith.
We're only about an hour away from Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals, Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Washington Capitals, and you can hear it right here at NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. So I'll be taking you all the way up to face-off for the next hour, filling in for Mark Malone. I'm Dave Smith here at NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. 855-3234-NBC, the phone number, or hit me up on Twitter, at Dave Sports God. And I can't remember a more interesting Stanley Cup final than the one we have coming up here. A Cinderella Las Vegas Golden Knights team that are in the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year of existence. And not only hockey here, this has never happened in professional sports history, where a startup team, an expansion team, is in the finals. And I know it happened in hockey years ago, but from the research I did, with the little I know about hockey, an entire division was created of all expansion teams, so one of them was going to be in the finals. So this is really the first time. And then you got another intriguing story on the other side with the Washington Capitals, the great Alex Ovechkin, who's never been in a Stanley Cup final. You know, normally that would be the story. This year it isn't, so face-off coming up about an hour away right here at NBC.
Tad bit high, chest level, count 1-1.
You mentioned getting ahead in the counts. I mean, he's getting ahead for the most part. 63% of his pitches now thrown for strikes.
I would say that's pretty good. Coach get happy with that number as the 1-1 is a little bit high. Fastball count 2-1.
And on the game, two-thirds of the at-bats have begun with a strike from Loida.
Inside breaking pitch, counting out 3-1.
So Loida, like you said, doing a good job getting ahead. And I mentioned that he has confidence in all three of his pitches from either arm angle, whether it's three quarters or it's over the top. He can throw anything in any situation, allows him to be crafty.
Overhand fastball, fouled out of play behind the first base dugout. count now 3-2. And I asked Coach Gegg, why did Chris go to this sidearm? And he said, well, after he tore his labrum, he opted not to have surgery, and he watched softball, and he saw those girls can throw a lot. So he tried to get the arm angle as low as possible. And this is going to be a base hit right up the middle off a full count for Brant Gideon.
So nice job by Gideon. He fell behind in that at-bat, was able to work it back full, and then able to reach base safely, poking it up the middle.
Just the third hit for Skyline through six innings. Brant Gideon on first. Peyton Hodges at the plate now, grounded out into a double play in his last appearance at the plate. The runner takes off. It's a hit and run. Check swing is going to be in and right field. They're yelling for the runner to get back. Vioxx fields it and throws it over to first. Double play to end the inning. Beautiful play out in right field from Vioxx. A base running miscue by the Tigers. And now Valley Catholic will come to the plate one more time, try to add some more runs, because they are three outs away from advancing to the state championship game. 6-1 is our score, and we're heading to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Class 2 State Semifinals on KREI.
Come to your local pharmacy care specialists at PharmX Pharmacy for your prescriptions and other health care needs. Our specially trained team works to provide you the best care possible. Immunizations, diabetes care and classes, medication synchronization and management, and good old-fashioned advice and caring. Visit PharmX Pharmacies in Ledington, Bonterre, Potosi, Imperial, and now in Festus. And don't forget PharmX Medical Equipment in Farmington.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
It's the bottom of the sixth, and Valley Catholic leads 6-1 in the Class 2 state semifinals on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes and Sean Malone inside the Middle Erie College broadcast booth. Middle Erie College is your next step. The score today is brought to you by Capias Heating and Cooling. They can do whatever it takes to get your cooling system ready for these hot summer months. Call 756-1224 today. Leading off is Kellen Bloom. It's going to go 8-9-1. And it's a first pitch ball from Russell to Kellen Bloom, who's 0-2 on the day. Fly out to center field in the first and a ground out to shortstop in the fourth. Two straight balls, count 2-0 for number three. The right-hander ready to go. Twirls his bat around, points it towards the sky, and Russell, the windup leg kicks and fires for a strike. Count 2-1.
Russell doesn't have much left to work with. The junior can throw up to 105 pitches. That is the cap for him.
And helping Russell out is Kellen Bloom. It's a line drive straight to the second baseman, Gage Gunter, for the first out of the inning.
That'll certainly help his cause there, but now that's the 98th pitch on the game for him, or 97th pitch on the game for him, so he's only got 8 pitches left to work with. Now, if he does hit that 105 pitch count, it is a soft gap. He's allowed to finish the at-bat, but after that, he must come out of the game.
That brings up the number 9 hole, Aaron Doza, up to bat, who is 0-1 on the day. He had a walk and scored a run in the second, and then reached on an error in the fourth, takes a first pitch ball, and Russell, working quickly out of the windup, delivers a 1-0 strike, count 1-1 with one out. A 1-1 from Russell. Chopper down to third base. Fielded cleanly, thrown cleanly, caught cleanly. Carter to Lyle for out number two.
So two away, and Trevor Russell has a chance to throw the at least 6 full innings for his team. He probably, if Skyline is able to come back in this one in the top of the seventh, I imagine he would not resume the mound in the bottom of the seventh inning just because of pitch counts.
First pitch swing by Carter Roth back to Russell. Picks it up, flips it over to first, and ends the inning. Valley Catholic three outs away from moving on to the state championship contest. And those three outs are coming your way up next in the top of the seventh. This is the Class 2 state semifinals on KREI.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of discounted prices now through Thursday, May 31st at Patsy's Furniture during our Memorial Day sale. From home decor to living room, bedding, and dining room sets, you've got to check out our inventory and low prices.
Plus, we have 24 months, no interest financing now through May 31st.
Love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
The Valley Catholic Warriors are three outs away from cutting down the Skyline Tigers and punching their ticket to the state championship game. This Class 2 state semifinals on KREI. 6-1 is the score on the Capias Heating and Cooling scoreboard as the Warriors have to put out batters 6, 7, and 8, Carter, Pinion, and Beam, to move on to tomorrow's state championship contest. Chris Loida pitching his final inning, possibly, as a Warriors pitcher, and it's a first pitch foul ball to Brendan Carter, who's 0-for-1 on the day with the strikeout and had a walk in the fourth.
Barring some aggressive and successful swings from the Skyline Tigers, I imagine this will be the final inning either way. They'll need to come back in this one and force extras for Loida to come back out and pitch another inning, which would be the top of the eighth. And that was his 90th pitch on the game thrown right there for strike two, so I imagine this is going to be hit one way or another.
The 0-2, close in the zone, just a tad bit high. Roth tried to frame it up behind home plate, count 1-2.
Give credit to Kyle Roth on the season so far, filling in for Cole Wood, a dream teamer for the Valley Catholic Warriors who graduated and doing a heck of a job behind the plate.
Caught him looking, strikeout number 4 gets you some from Chris Loida. Carter goes down, and it's going to bring up Tyler Pinion.
And it's just been impressive for Loida all game long. He's, for the most part, had the command of his pitches and has never looked phased at any point. Granted, it helps that when you take the mound for the second time of the game in the second inning, you're already working with a 4-run lead.
Another strike from Loida, who's wheeling and dealing here in the seventh frame. 5 pitches, 4 strikes so far in this inning. As the 0-1 is inside, count 1-1. One away, Valley Catholic, 2 outs away from moving on to the state championship game. That game will be brought to you tomorrow right here on AM 800 KREI. We'll give you all the details about that coming up in our Home Pools and Spas postgame show following the conclusion of this contest.
I'll be facing the winner of Mansfield and Russellville, 19-6 Mansfield, 19-13 Russellville, who play next.
2-1 is your count, and the 2-1 pitch from Loida out of the windup. It's hit down the third baseline, picked up off a hop and thrown across. In time is the third baseman, Jacob Beezer, for out number 2.
Nice play by Beezer. It got to him quickly, but he had a long throw over to first base as he was standing almost, or may have actually been in foul territory when he made the throw. He was right on the line, but a perfect throw to Doza all the way across the diamond for out number 2, and Valley Catholic Warriors 1 out away from returning to the state championship game.
Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Daxton Beam, and Beezer had to reach across his body to field that ball and had to plant his foot and dig it in and throw all the way across. This ball lifted on the right side. It's going to be out of play into the stands and then ends up on top of a roof in a little bar area behind first base. 0-2 is your count with 2 outs. 1 strike away from moving on to the title game is Valley Catholic Warriors, and here comes the pitch from Chris Loida. Swing and a miss, and Valley Catholic will be playing for a state championship tomorrow. 6-1 is your final. The Warriors beat the Skyline Tigers, and they're heading back to the state championship game after being there 2 years ago.
Just an absolutely impressive performance from Chris Loida. Very reminiscent of another dominant performance he had just 2 years ago in the quarterfinals match down in Cooter, Missouri. He actually threw a shutout in that game for the Valley Catholic Warriors. But that was when he was a sophomore, and you really were impressed by his pitching back then. He's only gotten better since, and as you mentioned, Kevin, because of the torn labrum, having to reinvent himself as a pitcher and still finding success.
And the one run scored by Skyline was an unearned run at that. It's time to transition into our Home Pulse and Spas post-game show. We're going to hear from head coach Nathan Gegg, give you a full rundown of the stats, and tell you what's coming up tomorrow. All that and more coming up on AM 800 KREI. Valley Catholic wins 6-1.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Kerry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance use treatment. Comtree wants to be your health care home. Call us at 877-COMTREE for more information or to schedule an appointment at Comtree Comprehensive Health Center at Hickory Plaza in Hillsboro. That number again is 877-COMTREE or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
Capitis Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capitis Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capitis Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer. Doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
If you've been thinking about getting your CDL license and becoming a truck driver, now is the time. Gilster Mary Lee is offering to help new employees obtain their CDL and reimbursement for schooling, plus a benefits package that includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, Christmas and holiday bonuses, profit sharing, and medical and life insurance. Call Mike Welker, 800-851-5371, or online at GilsterMaryLee.com.
Stats. The Valley Catholic Warriors are playing for a state championship again. 6-1 is your final in the Class 2 state semifinals. Valley Catholic defeats the Skyline Tigers out of Urbana, Missouri. Traveled 190 miles, over 3 hours to get here, but they ran into Chris Loida, who is our homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you in Farmington, Bismarck, Deloge, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. Sean, give me Chris Loida's stats. He was absolutely dominant.
He was dominant on the mound and at the plate. 7 innings pitched on the mound. He allowed 3 hits, 1 run, which was unearned. Walked 2, struck out 5. A lot of those strikeouts coming late in the game as well. Meanwhile, at the plate, he went 2 for 3 at the dish with 2 runs scored. And again, I mean, late in the game, they're up by a number of runs. It's a hot day. You're out pitching on the mound, and he still pushed for that double. So he's not just getting it because he's talented. This is a kid who's all about effort as well.
The senior leaving it all on the field. He is our homegrown Unico Bank player of the game. Our drive of the game, no secret here. It was that back in the first inning, Zach Grind, the DH, steps up to plate and drills a 2 RBI double to make it 3-0, Sean.
an impressive game for the bats in general for the Valley Catholic Warriors, not just because of the amount of hits they got. They actually only walked away with 4 hits on the game, and half of them, again, coming from Loida. But it was the patience that we saw. They really waited for their pitches, and when they didn't see them, they just took a walk. They were facing off against a pitcher in Trevor Russell, who throws a lot of breaking balls. He throws a mean hook, as his coach put it. He's got a slider as well. So I think they knew going into this game, okay, we're only going to swing if it's something good, because if it's not good, we're going to spoil it off. So let's save our swings for when we really need it. And again, a big victory for the Valley Catholic Warriors in this one. You know, behind Chris Loida in his final start as a Valley Catholic Warrior. What a way to go out, at least on the mound. But he's still got one more game coming up tomorrow.
Our drive of the game is brought to you by Gilster Mary Lee, who's now hiring Class A CDL drivers. They're going to help you get your CDL license and reimburse you for the schooling. For more information, head on over to GilsterMaryLee.com. This is the Home Pools and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI. You can make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool. For more information, head on over to HomePoolsAndSpas.net, located in Ledington. Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone inside the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. And Kennedy Lira back in our KRAI studios. 6-1 is your final. Valley Catholic will be playing in the state championship tomorrow. We'll give you all of that information and track down Nathan Gegg, head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors, and more on the Home Pulse and Spas post-game show on AM 800 KREI.
You love to shop at Patsy.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of discounted prices now through Thursday, May 31st at Patsy's Furniture during our Memorial Day sale. From home decor to living room, bedding, and dining room sets, you've got to check out our inventory and low prices.
Plus, we have 24 months, no interest financing now through May 31st.
Yeah, teach up a Patsy.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Don't miss the 48th Annual Jefferson County Rodeo, June 8th and 9th. Plenty of food, refreshments, and live music both nights, plus trick riders and pyrotechnics too. Gates open at 5 each night and rodeo action at 7. Advance tickets just $10 for adults, 5 for kids, and 5 and under are free. That's the 48th Annual Jefferson County Rodeo, June 8th and 9th at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Hillsboro. For more information, plus discount and advance ticket locations, visit jeffersoncountyfair.net.
6-1 is your final in the Class 2 state semifinals on AM 800 KREI. And I want to thank Unico Bank of Farmington, Deloge, Bismarck, Irondale, Park Hills, and Potosi. Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Fleeks Equipment of St. Genevieve and Ledington, New Era Bank of Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro for sponsoring the Class 2 state semifinals on AM 800 KREI. Kevin Hughes alongside Sean Malone. So what's next for Valley Catholic? A shot at the state crown. That's scheduled for 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. You can catch that game right here on AM 800 KREI. 1:15 pregame show is the scheduled start. Skyline will be playing in the third place game. That game's going to start at 11. State semifinal number 2, Russellville in Mansfield, is about ready to be played here in about a half hour or so. So we'll have to find out who they're going to play, and we'll carry that game tomorrow. So the scheduled time for the pregame show tomorrow is 1:15. Of course, it all is dependent on how long the first game lasts. But you can write it down. 1:30 will be first pitch tomorrow on AM 800 KREI. Valley Catholic and a to-be-determined opponent between Russellville and Mansfield. We're going to try to get head coach Nathan Gegg here on the Home Pulse and Spas post-game show. And that's going to be coming your way up next. Valley Catholic moving on to the state championship game. 6-1 winners over the Skyline Tigers on KREI.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neweirabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Come to your local pharmacy care specialists at PharmX Pharmacy for your prescriptions and other health care needs. Our specially trained team works to provide you the best care possible. Immunizations, diabetes care and classes, medication synchronization and management, and good old-fashioned advice and caring. Visit PharmX Pharmacies in Ledington, Bonterre, Potosi, Imperial, and now in Festus. And don't forget PharmX Medical Equipment in Farmington.
Quality Foundations, River Valley and Home Service, and First Free Will Baptist Church, all of Farmington, would like to take this time to remember those who have died while serving our country. A simple thank you doesn't seem like enough for all that they've done to protect our freedom. We appreciate all the sacrifices you've made for each and every one of us, and you'll always be remembered. Quality Foundations, River Valley and Home Service, and First Free Will Baptist Church says, Happy Memorial Day.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, and JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington today. They're located next to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington, Missouri.
The Jefferson County Family YMCA invites you to their trivia night on Saturday, June the 2nd at the Quality Inn in Festus. Proceeds from the evening will benefit the Jefferson County YMCA's Veterans Program. Register a table of 10 or sign up individually, and we'll place you with a table of friends for the night. For more information or to sign up, call 636-931-9622. We hope to see you there.
Have confidence in a banking partner you know. Confidence that brings about trust and comfort from a full-service bank right here in your community. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton with Unico Bank. We are your one-stop shop for all your banking needs. Come check out our free checking accounts and competitive CD rates. Get the convenience of free online banking and mobile banking too. Unico Bank, large enough to serve you but small enough to know you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, Sean Malone here with you on the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. Let's recap the scoring in this one. It all started for the Valley Catholic Warriors with a four-run bottom of the first inning. Tyler Bloom with one away worked a walk. That was followed up by Chris Lloyd, a single, and a Jacob Beeser walk to load up the bases. Kyle Roth then would walk home the first run of the game. And then Nolan Schwent would reach on a fielder's choice, plating the first two runs of the game for the Valley Catholic Warriors. The other two would be scored on a Zach Ryan double to deep left center field, giving the Warriors a 4-0 lead after one inning of play. They would get right back to the scoring in the bottom half of the inning. Aaron Doza would work a walk and then advance all the way around to home as he would score to make it a 5-0 game. So with the score being 5-0 in favor of the Valley Catholic Warriors in the top half of the fifth, a run would be plated finally by the Skyline Tigers. Shane Crawford would be hit by a pitch, advance all the way around to score on an error that was committed by the third baseman Brendan, of the Valley Catholic Warriors. And that would score him, bringing the score to 4-1. But Valley would bounce back and score again, plating their sixth run of the game. It would be Chris Loida reaching on a double, and then he would come around to score on a ground out by Kyle Roth, giving us the final score in this one of 6-1. We'll step aside and continue with more postgame after this on AM 800 KREI.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Capitis Heating and Cooling in Farmington is your local Bryant dealer. They offer a wide range of hardworking products, including gas and electric furnaces, boilers, heat pumps, air conditioners, geothermal heat pump systems, and other air quality accessories. Capitis Heating and Cooling services all makes and models. Go with the pros at Capitis Heating and Cooling, your Bryant dealer, doing whatever it takes to make your home or business comfortable. Call 756-1224. That's 756-1224.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from New Era Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.newerabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Why would you come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills to buy your next new or pre-owned vehicle? Because we are the biggest? No. But that being said, you'll find no high-pressure salespeople, no $200 to $400 admin or dock fees all the other dealers charge, just a sales force and management that is local and a dealership under the same ownership since 1949. Come trust Kerry, Allen, and James to give you fair, honest dealing on your new ride, and Daryl to assist you with your finances. Come to the place where you can talk to the owners every day. Come to Turner Chevrolet Cadillac in Park Hills.
Hafner Financial Services in Farmington is your locally owned tax and financial strategist, nationally endorsed by Dave Ramsey, specializing in accounting, payroll, and taxes for businesses, as well as income tax and financial coaching for individuals. Their professionalism and quality is always number one. Give them a call at 573-756-8815 or visit the website at hafnercpa.com. Hafner Financial Services. Put your future in their hands. They love numbers, so you don't have to.
You love to shop at Patsy's.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of discounted prices now through Thursday, May 31st at Patsy's Furniture during our Memorial Day sale. From home decor to living room, bedding, and dining room sets, you've got to check out our inventory and low prices.
Plus, we have 24 months, no interest financing now through May 31st.
Love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Have confidence in a banking partner you know. Confidence that brings about trust and comfort from a full-service bank right here in your community. Hi, I'm Jessica Horton with Unico Bank. We are your one-stop shop for all your banking needs. Come check out our free checking accounts and competitive CD rates. Get the convenience of free online banking and mobile banking too. Unico Bank, large enough to serve you but small enough to know you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show on AM 800 KREI. Head coach Nathan Gatt of the Catholic Warriors. Smile on his face, getting high fives from the Warriors faithful who made the trip. And coach, a great performance from you guys today, especially from Chris Loida. He was dealing heat, no pun intended, from the mound, from the plate. Just got it done for you guys.
Yeah, he did. He's a great, one of the best we've had, period. You know, he tears his labrum in football and proceeds to pitch the next two springs with a torn labrum. And, you know, 98% of American and our team has no idea what that's like, and we can only envision how painful that is. And he gave us every single start this year. You know, he takes it easy between starts, but that's kind of the plan. It's the only way you can do this. And I'm just proud of him that he finished it on a fitting note.
For an anecdotal perspective, I did the same thing, tore my labrum, never played another baseball game after that, which shows. Yeah, it's an absolutely amazing to not even have it operated on. But he also got it done from the plate as well, and that really strong first inning really proved to be the difference in our drive of the game. Zach Grind's big RBI double.
Sure. You know, we had great at-bats in that first inning. We were laying off a lot of tough pitches. He was at least 50% curveball there guy, which we kind of suspected, but laid off a lot of tough pitches. Chris hits the ball really hard, and then Zach has the big blow. You know, he hits a hanging curveball a long way, and you know, we hit a few of those really hard today, and it was good to see because we worked really hard at it the last 3 days.
And all that work really paid off. What were some other areas of this performance that really stood out to you?
I thought our defense was good. I know we had one error, but overall I thought we played outstanding defense. Owen Viox made a really good catch in the right center gap. He made another one and doubled off the runner at first. Tyler Bloom made a couple really good plays up the middle. Jacob Beezer makes a really good play down the line at third. So just very, very proud of the defensive effort. And we kind of clicked in all three phases, at least early on today.
You had that one situation where you brought in two runners and they both got thrown out. Is that something you're going to be working on leading up towards tomorrow?
I mean, it is what it is. We had a steal on first and third, and they third to first pick off. And well, now what are you going to do? So I thought our guy at third could break for home after it happened. You know, and you're not trying to do a double steal. You're not trying to get picked on purpose, which is a play. But it happens, so whatever.
But nonetheless, you guys have a lot of momentum heading into tomorrow. I know you're going to stay and watch this second game, but just talk about how you guys have been playing as of late leading up to this moment.
You know, we're playing well enough. You know, I think there's things that we could still do better, and I know there's some certain kids on our team who aren't happy with the way they're personally playing, but they're putting their ego to the side, and that's what you got to do this time of year. You know, you don't have the greatest game, so what? Who cares? Did you get the W? And so I think we can still play at a higher level maybe, so we'll see. I don't know.
What'd you tell your guys after the game?
Proud of them. There's one game left. There's one game in the state that matters for 96 to 100 teams at the beginning of the year, and we're playing in it, and it's really cool. So enjoy that tonight. You know, don't think about the game tomorrow tonight. Like, that's silly. You're going to drive yourself crazy. Enjoy tonight. Have fun. It's a fun experience.
Does the fact that some of these guys have been in this exact scenario before, does that help them out, you think?
I guess. I think so. You know, our kids don't get too rattled by anything, so.
Doing all right.
That's Nathan Gay, coach. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Head coach of the Valley Catholic Warriors. That championship game is coming your way tomorrow on AM 800 KREI. 1:15 pregame show, 1:30 scheduled first pitch. Valley Catholic going for another state crown. We'll continue the Home Pulse and Spas postgame show coming up on AM 800 KREI.
JR is with us from Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. And JR, spring has sprung. It's time to ride with Midwest Sports Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The warm weather is right around the corner. We're ready to move some machines. I've got huge rebates on side-by-sides, ATVs, street bikes, lawnmowers. Just coming to see me, JR.